talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know.
Sweet tea, pecan pine, homemade wine,
where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and oh, mother's love.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was the Zac Brown Band with Chicken Fried, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and thanks to our today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Century Glass. And Century Glass is located on Dorchester Road in North Charleston. We'll be talking with Randy Wright. Also, we'll be talking with Audrey Svishiv with Eugene's Marble and Granite. Liz Baker with Translations Design Studio. And she's also the owner of Coralberry Cottage, a really nice furniture, home furnishings retail store in Mount Pleasant. Reagan Johnson with Strock Enterprise Design and Remodel. And then we'll also have a special interview with the folks from the Post and Courier talking about the Steeplechase of Charleston, the big horse race that's happening tomorrow out at Stono Plantation. Well, if you have not picked up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, I urge you to definitely do that. We've got a lot of great content. The nice thing about Charleston Home and Design Magazine is all the projects are local, and you know, if we have a lot of I call them people with house fever, where they're looking everywhere. They're looking through all sorts of shelter magazines, looking for inspiration, looking at different photos of rooms and so forth. And a lot of times those homes are not in Charleston. Most of the time that's the case. But with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, all of the projects that you see, they're local. And we also list all of the The people that made those projects possible, all of the local companies, and that makes it very, very easy. So you can look at different websites, including CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, for inspiration, and then you can pick up a copy of Charleston Home and Design magazine and know exactly who to call when for whatever the project is that you're working on. And everybody's got a project that they're thinking about for 2020. They may not be looking to pull the trigger yet, but they have a lot of most people have an idea of what they want to do. They want to change a room, maybe remodel the kitchen or bathroom, and you can find all of the home professionals that you need in Charleston Home and Design magazine. You can pick it up at just about every home-related company in the Charleston area. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine, and I'd like to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they are located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, just south of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with the owner of Century Glass, Randy Wright. How are you doing, Randy?
Doing well today, Tim.
Good.
How about you?
Doing fine, thank you. And thanks to Century Glass for hosting today's radio show. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass is a local full-service glass company. We do everything from the windshield in your car to the mirrors in your home to the fogged window in your home. We do windshield replacement and repair. And we also do commercial services for the commercial storefront doors that you have in your buildings if they're not closing right, and items like that.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. So anything glass to do with your home, auto, or business.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's talk about the residential side of things first. Century Glass is very well known for those heavy glass shower enclosures that so many people are putting in their house these days. They're taking out the tub, or even the garden tub that doesn't, you know, it basically gets filled up with laundry, dirty laundry sometimes or whatever. And they're going to that walk-in shower with that nice heavy glass shower wall. Talk about the different options that people have with that.
Well, actually, you hit it on the head. A lot of people are pulling all that out, but of course, that's a pretty pricey bathroom renovation. And we've got actually a door system that we're using, and it's becoming very popular. Now, for those that have that, you know, older home, 20-year-old home, 25-year-old home, where you've got the culture marble or the tile surround, and you've got the that fully framed shower door, that bright brass that everybody loves to see when they walk into their bathroom. And we've got a shower door system now. We call it our retrofit door. And where we can pull that existing shower enclosure out and go back in with a frameless shower door, and the tracking system that we use and the hinge system that we use covers up all the holes so you don't see them.
Hmm.
And it's a very economical way to completely change the look of your bathroom. In most cases, this is done for $2,000 or less.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a quick and easy bathroom renovation.
Yeah, so someone who has a walk-in shower, it might be 15, 20 years old or even older than that, a very dated look, and to get a brand new, to change the look of your bathroom, get a brand new shower, basically, that's this retrofit door is what you're talking about then.
That's exactly right. It's amazing how one change like that can change the whole look of your bathroom. And we actually have some before and after pictures in the gallery. We have two galleries on our website. Mm-hmm. One of them just gives ideas overall, and one of them's recent work that we've done. And we've got before and afters on both of our galleries. If you scroll to the bottom, you can kind of see it and get an idea for how it might look in your bathroom.
Hmm. How long does the retrofit door project take?
It takes typically from 10 to 14 business days from the time of deposit. We can typically get out and measure within a day or two of a phone call. All of our measures and estimates are free. That's one of the things we pride ourselves on. So you know exactly how much it's going to cost you, and then we just have to order the glass and get it in, and we are, you're ready to go.
So when Century when the glass comes in, Century Glass gives the homeowner a call, and is it a same day kind of retrofit?
Yeah, we'll pull it out and put it back in the same day. The only thing we ask is you hold off using the shower for 24 hours while the silicone dries, so right. We don't have any leaks, and that's with any shower door that we install. Gotcha. And you're ready to go the next day.
Excellent, excellent. And those shower doors, they're made of tempered glass, which means there's not going to be any problems if it breaks. And you probably don't see very many homeowners breaking those shower glass enclosures, do you?
Fortunately, it happens very rarely. But when they do break, yeah, it's tempered glass. So instead of breaking into these big shards of glass that can slice you to pieces, they break into little round pieces, kind of like the door glass in your car. Mm-hmm. They'll still cut you. You'll get nicked up a little bit, you know, if you have to like walk across it or something. But it's multiple times stronger than that regular annealed glass. And again, I can count. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I can count on one hand the times that I've had broken glass panels from frameless shower doors.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Very safe. We have a shower glass door enclosure from Century Glass, and there occasionally the door will slam a little harder than I want it to, and we've had no issues in 10 years. In fact, the Idea House for Charleston Home and Design magazine gave Century Glass a 5-star rating. 10 years after being installed, it's working great. So thank you to Century Glass for that. And you know, one of the things that I've talked to you at Century Glass about is you can put a coating on that shower glass door that helps to keep keep it clear and nice and very easy to clean, right?
Yes, we do. We have a product we use and are licensed to use called Diamond Fusion. And it's literally like putting a Teflon coating on the inside of your shower. It's optically clear. And water just will bead up and roll off of it. But more importantly, the minerals that are in the water, and that's what causes the buildup, don't stick to the glass as well, and it changes your cleaning process. Cleaning becomes very simple. It's just a body puff that we give you and a little Dawn dish soap. Wipe it down once a week and wipe it off with a microfiber towel that we're going to give you, and that's the cleaning. No more harsh chemicals. Of course, great for the environment, and it's had to keep your shower door looking new.
Nice, nice. Segueing to the windshield repair and replacement part of the Century Glass business, Century Glass has this also a special coating to go on your windshield. Talk about your experience with that. You've got it on your own car, right?
Yes, I do. It's a product we call Windshield Protect. And what it is, it's similar to the same coating that we would put on the inside of your shower door. And the water, just when it's raining, beads up, rolls off. Anytime I get my windshield replaced, I log a lot of miles in my car. That's the next thing to go on as soon as they've set the windshield is we put that product on there. I can drive down the I-26 and in a good rainstorm, and I don't have to turn my wipers on. It just beads up and rolls off. The wipers actually get in the way of what I'm trying to see.
Right. Well, that's fantastic.
It works great for night vision also. Mm. And when you're driving at night, especially in rain, you see a lot better. The difference is remarkable.
Yeah, that's I need that on my truck. And if you are if you have a ding in your windshield and you're looking to get it replaced, you can come to Century Glass. And how much does that coating cost if you're getting your windshield replaced?
Well, from now until January 31st, we are actually giving it free for any windshield repair or replacement. So
excellent.
It's a gift to our customers. We call that our little give back for the holidays.
Excellent. Excellent. I hope people take advantage of that. And then the other part of the Century Glass business, the commercial side, and what do you folks refer to that as glazing?
It's our commercial glazing division, and what that is you know, we do a lot of work in new buildings and new storefronts, mm-hmm. and you know, as with anything, with wear and tear, you know, the doors begin to break down, the closers that keeps them closed and keeps them closed all the way. Start to give way. You know, they only last for any, depending on the closer, from, you know, 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so we have a division that comes out and takes care of those closers. We adjust doors if they're dragging, if they're hanging up. The panic devices that are on doors for emergency exit, we can fix those.
Hmm.
And so we do, it's our least talked about division of our company. But yet it's just as important to, you know, the people as all the other divisions are. You know, mm-hmm. you need things to function correctly when you're at work. And if someone gets broken into, we can come right out and replace that piece of glass for
them. Are there any storefronts or that people would recognize that Century Glass is installed?
We've done the easiest one is, of course, the convenience stores, because those are the ones that get broken out the most. And we've done multiple around here. I can't think of an address right off the top of my head. I know we go out and change them out all the time. And then we also do, you know, a lot of storefront repair and replacement work. Some of the new work, we did the Charleston Public Works. We've done hotels downtown, the Restoration Hotel. And so we've done a lot of work all over the city, the Wando Public Library, the new Wando Library on Mount Pleasant. We just finished that one.
Nice.
So we do a lot of commercial work also.
Very good. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Two of the easiest ways to do it is either call us at 843-614-4628 or visit our website at Century Glass. And then you have to put in SC for South Carolina.com. And you can find information about all of the services that we provide, along with pictures and galleries, to really get a good idea of what we can do.
CenturyGlassSC.com.
That's it.
Excellent. Okay. And you can also visit Century Glass. You've got a great showroom up here on 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, right?
That's right. And we have over 20 different doors, shower doors on display. So if you're not exactly sure what you want, come in, see us, browse. You get to touch them, feel them, instead of just looking at pictures.
I like that. My favorite is that barn door type sliding glass for your shower with the exposed wheels and things like that. What do you call that?
That's our ProGlide shower.
ProGlide.
Yes, that's probably the most popular slider that we install. It's of course, a frameless door. Stands out, looks nice, and rolls like a dream.
Yeah, people got to check that out for sure. Well, we have been talking to Randy Wright with Century Glass. Thanks so much, Randy.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they're located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, just south of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Reagan Johnson with Strock Design and Remodel. How are you, Reagan?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Reagan, take a moment and tell everybody about Strock Design and Remodel.
Okay, so Strock Design Remodel, as you can tell, we're a remodeling company, and we kind of focus on the design and build structure of things. So we take clients all the way from the initial design process, talking about where you want your home to be, and we see it all the way through design, permitting, selections, all the way to the end through construction in that final day.
Very good. So Strock Design and Remodel, do you folks work on any new construction, or is it strictly remodeling?
So we do focus on remodeling, but we don't necessarily discount new construction. We do things like additions to homes or carports or things like detached garages. So we're not necessarily only remodeling, but mm-hmm. that is our focus.
I gotcha. And is there any job too small, or what's like the perfect job for Strock Design and Remodel?
So the ideal job for Strock Design and Remodel is interior renovation, and we actually have a couple projects where it's just like a complete full restructuring of the layout of the home, and those are kind of what we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do projects that are just as simple as deck additions or like a master bedroom addition into the house or just redoing the layout of a kitchen. So mm-hmm. it can be anywhere from something like that all the way to a complete renovation.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say sets Strock Design and Remodel apart from other remodeling contractors?
Yeah, so Strock Design Remodel, something that we really focus on is building that personal relationship with the clients and really trying to understand more of who they are in their day-to-day lives and their lifestyle and really implementing that in the design. And so that when they walk into their home, that it actually feels like it's theirs and it's really uniquely fitted to their lifestyle and how they live.
Mm-hmm. And is Strock Design Remodel, would you folks consider yourselves to be a design build company?
For sure, yes.
Gotcha. And can you tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, so with design build companies, we don't do just one or the other. We don't focus on necessarily just design or just the construction side of things. We walk you guys through phase one all the way to the end of the project. So you can come to us with just an idea of where you want your project to be, and we'll take it all the way through construction and make sure that it becomes a reality just through working with other subcontractors and taking you through the permitting process all the way to the simple design aspect of things.
Good deal. Well, I always think of design build as the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when the builder is looking at a set of plans and maybe the architect is not involved with the project, there can be some questions that come up and that kind of thing. And for sure. And sometimes in many cases, there are different ways to accomplish the same goal. Mm-hmm. And so the architect may have drawn the plans one certain way, but the builder can say, well, we can not sacrifice anything if we were to do it this way, and it'll actually save a few dollars along the way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the advantage of a design build, which is great. Talk about the process from start to completion. So somebody right now in Charleston, the remodeling business, the remodeling industry is just going crazy. It's red hot, and someone knows that they want to do something to their home, whether it's a new kitchen or a new bathroom. They know they want to make some changes. Talk about what they should do. Should just pick up the phone and call Strock? What happens in the process from there?
So yeah, the first step is obviously picking up the phone, giving us a call. Our office manager, April, takes care of everything initially, setting up a meeting. And what we accomplish really at first is just, what are your goals for your project? And really figuring out how we're going to get there. And from that point on, we go straight into things like making selections for your countertops, and we go with you. And we make sure that we're on the same page, and we walk you through step by step the design processes, making sure everything looks how you want it to look, and helping you get to that place. After that, we'll take you through permitting. We'll work with the county to make sure that everything with the plans is up to code and that everything is as it should be. And then we'll work with subcontractors, finding the electricians for you, the right ones who are going to get the job done and get it done well. And then we see it all the way through with our project managers to the end, making sure everything's on track into the very last day of cleanup. So yeah.
Very good. Do most of Strock Design and Remodel's clients, do they live in the home while the project is being done, or do they move out?
It depends on the project. Some projects you definitely can do that if it's something as simple as an addition to the home with the deck, or if it's even just like a kitchen renovation. But we do have some clients who do have to step out of the house for a while if it's a complete interior renovation, just because we're going to have teams in there 24/7, and it's going to be it could definitely be disrupting every aspect of the house depending on the scope of the work. And so we just want to make sure that we don't inhibit the process in any way. So depending on your project, it can be any way. Yeah.
And I always refer to the people who decide to live in the house while the project is going on as dust eaters, because it's very challenging. I know that the contractors would prefer that not to have the homeowner living in the house because I'm sure you folks clean up on a daily basis, but when the homeowners are there, you've got to be extra careful of everything that's happening. And is there loud music going on while the homeowners are you're working on the house and the homeowners are there and things like that?
Not that I'm aware of. If we do have homeowners living in the house, we're going to do everything we can to not disrupt them and to be considerate of who they are and what they're having to do while living there.
Excellent. Well, what kind of projects has Strzok been working on in 2019?
So yeah, as far as I'm aware, we've done mostly residential projects. We have done a couple of projects out at the airport, actually, partnering with them to get some little projects up and running. But mostly we have some interior renovations with residential clients, and one of my favorites actually is one out in John's Island. It's actually a round house. And so it's really been neat trying to restructure the interior layout of that home and to really just, because you're really able to mold it into what the homeowner wants it to be. So it's been really exciting just kind of seeing that play out, and we're still working through that. So it's been fun.
Excellent, excellent. And I know a lot of people, they know that they have projects that they want to get done in 2020, and they think, oh, well, I'll wait until 2020 to get things rolling, but it's not too early. They could call Strzok Design and Remodel and start the process. You don't have to necessarily break ground until 2020, but at least start the process and maybe get the permits pulled and stuff now.
Of course, definitely. Like, if you want to go ahead and get started on planning and not necessarily implementing those plans yet, we'll still walk you through and just dedicate more time to the design part of things and making sure that it's exactly how you want to be before the first nail is hammered. That can be in 2020. So there's not a specific set timeline that it has to be done in.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Strzok Design and Remodel?
Yeah, so the easiest and quickest way is just give us a call, and our number is 843-566-0250, and April will help you guys out with whatever your questions are. But we also do have a website, of course, at strzokenterprises.com if you guys are interested.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking to Reagan Johnson with Strzok Design and Remodel. Thanks so much, Reagan. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they can help you with those awesome heavy glass shower enclosures, walk-in showers, windshield repair or replacement, and also the commercial doors. The glass for commercial doors. And now we are talking with Audrey Zveshev with Eugene's Marble and Granite. How are you doing, Audrey?
I'm doing well. And how about yourself?
Good, good. Thank you. Audrey, take a moment and tell everybody about Eugene's Marble and Granite.
So Eugene's Marble and Granite is a countertop fabricator. We also do tile installations. And we carry everything from marble, quartz, granite, and quartzite, ceramic tile, porcelain, marble tile, glass tile. We can transform your home. We can take your old countertops, maybe outdated, and create a whole new look for your kitchen or bathroom and really change your mood and lighten up the space.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, that's a unique thing for a countertop fabricator to also install tile. And so let's talk about that a little bit for a moment. So in addition to fabricating, cutting, and installing countertops for people, Eugene's Marble and Granite can also help with installing tile.
That is right. excuse me. We have a wide selection of material that you can choose from, whether you want a piece of tile to stand out or maybe something a little more neutral. It's a great way to elevate your space, and you can have some fun with it. It can be artsy. Some people like Calvin Construction, they do really beautiful artwork with their tile. So there's lots of different options that you can do, and we'll be able to install it for you.
Hmm, very nice. And can people hire Eugene's Marble and Granite just for the installation of the tile, or do they need to buy the tile through Eugene's Marble and Granite as well?
So we can work with whatever tile that you have. We do have some recommendations for you. Sometimes customers can get overwhelmed and need a little bit of hand holding.
Mm-hmm.
So we can work with what you have and install whatever you choose.
Gotcha. Is there what's the most challenging tile installation that you've been involved with at Eugene's Marble and Granite?
You know, I'm not sure if any of them are particularly challenging. We just try our best in every situation, and it's not too stressful, mm-hmm. Any of it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
has anyone asked Eugene's Marble and Granite to install tile like on the ceiling, for example?
I haven't seen that.
it's out there for sure. But that would be definitely a very challenging project. I'm sure you folks could take it on if you were asked. Well, good deal. Well, let's talk about the countertop portion of Eugene's Marble and Granite. And this time of year, people are gearing up for the holidays. They're thinking about the new year, and maybe they're thinking about replacing the countertops, or maybe doing a full kitchen or bath remodel. Talk about the process do they visit Eugene's Marble and Granite to begin with, or do you do things online, or how does the whole thing start?
Certainly. So the holiday season is definitely a popular time to get countertops. There's different ways that you can go about it. We definitely do have an online presence. You can contact us through our website. But customers, if they're serious, they always come to the shop, look at the material we have. You can also go to different stone suppliers to select your material if you want something very specific. Once you've selected your stone and we have a quote for you, we can proceed with, taking out your countertops, your pre-existing countertops if you have them, and doing the template and the installation. And, we seal everything. If it needs to be sealed, quartz does not. And then you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. And from the time they maybe choose the let me ask it, does Eugene's Marble and Granite, do you folks have slabs on hand in your yard?
We have a wide selection of stone in our stone yard, probably 70 different slabs.
Oh, nice. So once someone picks the slab, Eugene's comes out and does all the measurements and so forth. Once you pick the slab, what's the time frame from measuring to cutting to installation?
I'd say 2 weeks.
About two weeks.
Could get it in one, depending on how decisive the customer is, or if it's a smaller job. But 2 weeks is, I think, the maximum.
What parts of town has Eugene's Marble and Granite installed countertops and tile?
You can see our work all over, from Kiwa Island, Johns Island, Seabrook, Mount Pleasant, North Charleston, Goose Creek, Monk's Corner, West Ashley.
So you'll go everywhere.
Even Hollywood, even Beaufort sometimes, even though it's quite far away. We definitely are all over Charleston, downtown as well, and we are working on some charity projects right now. So, yeah, we invite everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Good deal. And what do you do when maybe you're installing tile or countertops in like a home downtown, which is not the walls aren't square, everything's out of plumb. How do you handle a situation like that?
I have actually been to some of the homes downtown that we've done. They were, when I went, it was under construction. I have not heard any issues about or challenges with the work we've done downtown, actually. So it's the first I'm hearing about that.
Okay. Well, it you know, the guys that are doing the cutting and installing, I'm sure they're the ones that can fix any of those issues that come up and cut the stone to maybe scribe it to make sure it fits snugly up against a wall, that right. kind of thing. What kinds of trends are you seeing with people choosing their countertops and tile?
Hands down, white kitchens and bathrooms. I recently went to a home for the installation process on John's Island. The customers chose white marble Shadow Storm for their kitchen. Some people are afraid to do marble in the kitchen, but it's all about how you maintain it. And, you know, it's also about your priorities. If you prefer to entertain often, then maybe go with quartz and you can have a similar look to marble. But definitely the bright white countertops are just absolutely in demand right now. It brightens up everything and really changes the mood and feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Eugene's Marble and Granite?
You can follow us on Instagram. It's EMG_Charleston. You can check out our website by Googling Eugene's Marble and Granite. You can read our reviews, our 5-star reviews at that. You can come to our showroom at 4541 Savannah Highway in Ravenel, South Carolina. And Diana and Gala will be happy to help you select your material. Our project manager, Yuri, is more than happy to measure your project and answer any questions that you have. We have probably the best team. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful, and you can just you'll see that once you meet them. So that's how you can stay in touch with us, and call us at 843-573-9351.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Audrey Sveshev with Eugene's Marble and Granite. Thanks so much, Audrey.
Thank you. Have a good one.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass. They're located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Liz Baker with Translations Design Studio in Coralberry Cottage. How are you, Liz?
I'm good, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Liz, take a moment to describe to our listeners the different businesses that you have.
Well, thank you for asking, and thank you for having me here. So it's, and I love the radio aspect of it because it's a whole lot easier to explain than just a two-dimensional advertisement. Because I do a lot, there's HGTV shows that sometimes will show different people that have, the different features that I offer within my businesses, but people often want someone here locally that can actually do that for them. Mm-hmm. So I offer real estate, so I can help people find a lot or find a house that has potential for them. Primarily the lots, though, is very helpful because then I'll, from the architectural standpoint with the translations design, I can help design or I will design the home for them and meet all of their exact, you know, specific custom requirements. And then it segues into our furniture store, Coralberry Cottage, and we'll help furnish it too. So it's a true turnkey process. And a lot of times once people start, they won't necessarily commit to doing all three, but once they get in, they start to realize how much easier it is to work with one person that can see them through the entire process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Liz, you wear a lot of hats. So just to kind of sum things up, you're a licensed real estate agent.
Correct.
And then you're also an architect.
Mm-hmm.
And you also are a retailer. You own Coralberry Cottage, which is a wonderful home furnishing store in Mount Pleasant.
That's correct.
That's a, you know, when you hire or when you do business with Liz Baker, you're it's like a package deal. You're getting an awful lot of value with one person.
Well, thank you. Yes, I feel like you do. Mm-hmm. and the nice thing is that even if, like, for instance, if people have a lot of their own furnishings that they're bringing, you know, sometimes people will just have a few pieces that they'll have me assist them with. But I understand the whole concept and make sure that, for instance, while I'm designing their home on the architectural side, I'll think to ask, you know, do you have any specific pieces for their dining room, for instance? You know, sometimes people will have a very specific piece that they forget to mention. And then once they go to get into that phase of actually furnishing it, they realize that that they didn't think through to mention that, you know, those, that level of detail. So it just helps also with making the overall design a lot more cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
And at Coralberry, we have lots of great gals there. So we, in addition to doing whole houses or having worked with me on the architectural side, we also, you know, do a lot of just cash and carry where people can walk in or, you know, work with us just on just that one element. So people don't have to do the whole key, but they, you know, obviously that's a great value if they do.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about how you can help someone who's maybe looking to build a house, and they haven't purchased a lot yet. You can are there certain things about what you look at in terms of a piece of property that you can see some value that maybe others maybe don't see aren't able to see as much?
Fabulous question. That is a place that people don't realize when you're looking at something two-dimensionally and then you go out to the property and look at it three-dimensionally. One of the things that I do early on is I'll actually use Google Earth, for instance, and I'll overlay that with my CAD software onto the plat, and then looking at it in person, I can often analyze and see a potential for, okay, well, if the house is located here and then adjacent house is going to be located here, I can often see that, oh, there's an opportunity to have a nice view across the neighbor's backyard because their house is going to have to be sitting, you know, forward of where their setbacks are. And so I can look at it on paper two-dimensionally and see all of these different pieces that a typical real estate agent wouldn't be able to have the tools to do so.
Right, right. And the positioning of the house on the property itself is something that architects are something that architects really excel at, right?
Absolutely. The other area that I feel is really helpful is when people will, you know, I'll ask them, tell me a little bit about your program information. You know, do you want the master down, the master up? All of these different pieces, you know, how many car garage do you want, detached, attached? And so I understand it from an architectural standpoint, but then it helps me to, sometimes I'll use some just plans that I have in my library and put them on the actual plats so that then they can see, oh, okay, I can see that this lot is going to be a little bit tough to get the size master bedroom and great room and everything else that we want on it. Versus just looking at a blank piece of paper. I can take some different floor plans so that they can really see it and understand the scale of it properly.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I always love interviewing you because of the three different trades that you have under your belt. And you know, if I would hope that some of our listeners would take advantage of that, because they could call Liz. And you could bring them around and show them some different lots that are available and really pick out some of the positives and negatives of each one before deciding on a piece of property. And then Liz can draw your house plans for you and make sure that the house is just what you want. And then Liz can help to furnish it, because many times people will say, oh, I'm going to use, you know, my old furniture for my old house. And they realize it's just not going to work in that new space. And so you can help them with your furniture, home furnishings, retail shop, Coralberry Cottage. So anybody who fits that bill, they should definitely give Liz Baker a call, because you're going to be able to get an awful lot accomplished with one single person.
That's right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Are there certain parts of town that you work in or you won't work in?
No. I mean, the nice thing is that, and actually a lot of my clients are from out of town, so I work great with, you know, people that are, you know, doing things remotely. Technology makes life so much easier mm-hmm. from that aspect. But I'm primarily on the east side of Charleston, but actually I'm working on a home in Seabrook right now, which I'm excited to actually venture over to the west side as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I do work in you know, majority of the Charleston area.
Very good. All right. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Translations Design Studio and also Coralberry Cottage.
So you can find the website is translationsdesign.com, and Coralberry is coralberrycottage.com. I like to try to keep those simple. Coralberry's telephone number is 843-884-2225, or Translations is 843-367-7367. And you can contact me, you know, at either location. But behind me, you know, when people contact me, I will work directly with them. But I also have great people that are behind the scenes as well on both the architecture and then lots of great folks at Coralberry Cottage, too.
Right, of course. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Liz Baker with Translations Design Studio and Coralberry Cottage. Thanks so much, Liz.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Chris Zeller with the Post and Courier, and also Toby Edwards, the race director of the Steeplechase of Charleston. How you folks doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Well, Charleston is gearing up for the Steeplechase of Charleston, which is happening November 17th, Sunday. And why don't you folks tell us all about the event?
So we have five races on the day, four steeplechase races and one flat race. Should be a very exciting day of racing. It's the final race of the National Steeplechase Circuit for 2019. Right now we have a tie in the jockeys race, so I think that the leading jockey will be crowned at the Steeplechase of Charleston, which makes for an exciting day.
Gotcha. So there's a steeplechase season. Most people in South Carolina focus on football season this time of year, but there's a steeplechase season?
That's right, and it actually kicks off in the spring in South Carolina in March. The first race of the season is in Aiken. So we've come full circle. We've traveled all the way up the East Coast, and we're coming back down for the final race here in Charleston on November the 17th.
Very good, very good. And Steeplechase of Charleston has a rich history in the Charleston area. Is it still being held out at Stono Plantation?
Yes, it's held at the plantation at the Stono Ferry Racetrack over in Hollywood, South Carolina. So it's only about a 20-30 minute ride from Charleston into the racetrack. So we're very excited about it. And note that we decided to do it on Sunday, November 17th, to avoid the college football conflict there.
Right, right. Very smart. And I remember going to the event when it was called the Charleston Cup. And Toby, you've been talking about some of the jockeys and the horses, but people always joke around that, oh yeah, there is a horse race going on, because it's a huge, huge party. And I recall one person got a spot on the infield, and we parked the car, did a lot of tailgating, a lot of people watching. And talk about the experience of the day that people will be having.
Well, you bring up a great point. Tailgating is the ultimate way to experience Steeplechase of Charleston. You know, we encourage people to bring out their cars, have their food set up, dress up in fashion. So not only is there the horse race, but we have a lot of entertainment throughout the day, including several fashion contests. We've got music entertainers. We have a huge family fun zone that we're very excited to expand on, which includes a really fun Ferris wheel, some activities with the horses, with pony rides, and some other lawn games, and lots of opportunity to meet with guests and be entertained. So that is something we're really looking forward to expanding our programming this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what time do gates open on Sunday, November 17th for the Steeplechase of Charleston?
So gates open at 10 o'clock, so I suggest you get out there early so that you can enjoy all the great things that are happening. Post time for the first race is 1 o'clock, so there's lots of time for you to get set up and go and visit the vendor village. At last count, I want to say we were close to 35 vendors, so that's a lot of fun. I think there's something for everybody on the day, regardless of whether it's watching the races or watching the people or just having fun on a great fall afternoon with your friends in the Carolinas.
Yeah, and most people will food and beverages, that's no problem to bring your own coolers. And what about pets?
No pets this year. Okay. Yes, no pets this year. But we will have adoptable pets from one of the shelters. They call it, they're going to bring out some puppies, so you can check it out there. But we ask that nobody bring pets.
Gotcha. Will there be other food and beverage available on site in addition to what you may be bringing yourself?
Yes, we have close to 10 food vendors, and also we'll have a cash bar that's available out there. But again, people are welcome to bring their coolers and their picnics to the event to enjoy the afternoon.
And a lot of people, it seems like a lot of concerts and different events have been offering VIP packages, and a lot of people want to take advantage of that. Are there any of the VIP packages still available?
Thank you, Tim, for bringing that up. Yes, we are offering VIP chalet passes, which gets you access to the best experience where you can have food and beverage service, and then also you get to watch the races right at the finish line. And that will open at 11 o'clock and stay open throughout the day. And those tickets are really selling out fast. We also have VIP chalet couple passes that includes a parking pass as well.
Well, that's great. Now, something that people may not be aware of is the Post and Courier has taken over management and ownership of the Steeplechase of Charleston. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we took an interest in this event because the Steeplechase of Charleston has such a rich history, including dating back when it was the Charleston Cup. But Steeplechase horse racing itself has had a rich history in South Carolina, and particularly in Charleston. And we're really interested in expanding our audience and reaching them through different means, whether it's news or entertainment. And we felt like Steeplechase of Charleston really represents quintessential South Carolina, and we hope to expand this to be a must-go-to event of the fall every year.
You know, you mentioned the so there will be a fashion show out at the Steeplechase?
Yes, we actually have several fashion programmings throughout the afternoon, and then we'll also have fashion contests that anybody can, whether it's, you know, best bow tie or best hat. So we'll have about 8 to 9 different fashion contests along with some fashion shows that I think will really surprise the audiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, whether it's a nice cool day or even kind of an Indian summer day, everybody seems to, all the ladies are wearing those tall boots, right? And the guys are also kind of dressed up. It's a great place for people watching and just to kind of bring your chair, sit down, and enjoy your beverages and food that you've got going on as you tailgate. And some people really go all out with the tailgating, don't they?
They do, and that's what I'm really excited about. I'm looking forward to seeing the big tailgate decor, the tablescapes, the flowers, the food that they bring out. That's one level that I feel like we really want to elevate for this year's race. And so we're encouraging our attendees to do that. And I think it just adds to the fun and adds to the fun with your friends, which is what this is really about. It's not only just your friends, but your family as well. Children under 12 are free. So this is a family-friendly event, good for all ages.
Yeah, I've seen like people have like silver services out on display and candelabras and you name it. I mean, you can really go crazy out there.
Absolutely. Very excited about it.
Well, very good. And the one of the best things is a portion of the proceeds of the tickets goes to the Good Cheer Fund. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, the Good Cheer Fund has been part of the Post and Courier history for many years, and it always kicks off around Thanksgiving, and we thought, what could we do to really expand how we give out to the community? So the Good Cheer Fund helps support 7 different local organizations, so a portion of all the tickets will go towards the Good Cheer Fund, which benefits 7 different organizations. And that is something that's very near and dear to our heart and the Post and Courier Foundation.
Yeah, and readers of the Post and Courier will have seen the stories of some of the people in particular that benefit from donations from the Good Cheer Fund. That's an awesome thing that the Post and Courier does. Well, this seems like just the event that should be called by someone with a British accent. And will you be calling the races, Toby?
Well, actually, I won't, but believe it or not, we do have a race caller coming who happens to hail from Cambridgeshire in England, the home of Newmarket Racecourse. So you'll hear a British accent calling the races. If I may say, he does a bloody good job.
Well, very good. Well, talk about how people can get tickets, and that's great news that they're going fast, but also some, you know, our listeners definitely need to take action on this.
So listeners can go to steeplechaseofcharleston.com and you can purchase your tickets. Right now we've got children under 12 are free. General admission passes are $50. They'll go up after the 15th. Mm-hmm. VIP chalet couples passes VIP chalet passes are $205. And then we also have hospitality tents. So if businesses want to entertain their clients or their friends, we've got them that go that are lined right across the track side.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Toby Edwards, the race director for Steeplechase of Charleston, and also Chris Zeller with the Post and Courier. Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.